now.
Jacaranda FM. Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Rissenburg kook vandag op 36 grade. Johannesburg 33, Mbombela 32. Action SA sal die nasionale direkteur van openbare vervolging, Shamla Betoy, formeel vra om die besluit te hersien om die korrupsieaanklagte teen die voormalige minister van sport, kuns en kultuur, Zizi Kodwa, terug te trek. Kodwa is aangekla dat hy omkopgeld van 1.6 miljoen rand ontvang het om die toekenning van winsgewende regeringskontrakte te beïnvloed. Die party se Ethel Trollop.
When the investigation is done, we are going to call for the information that has now apparently come to light to be made public so that the South African public can know what is going on with the NPA and their inability or reluctance to prosecute state capture cases.
Die ANC het intussen die nasionale vervolgingsgesag se besluit verwelkom om alle aanklagte teen Kodwa terug te trek. Vir meer besoek checkaroundfm.com en klik op news. Die automobielassosiasie waarsku motoriste kan gereed maak vir hoë brandstofpryse later die maand. Huidige data van die sentrale energiefonds dui op stygings in alle grade brandstof met petrol wat met 25 sent per liter kan styg. Diesel sal ook na verwagting met sowat 22 sent per liter styg. Woordvoerder Eleanor Mavimbela.
Ensuring vehicles are well maintained and in good mechanical condition, carefully planning routes and avoiding heavy traffic if possible are some ways in which motorists can ensure better fuel consumption.
President Cyril Ramaphosa het die nuut verkose president van Botswana Dumaboko en die regering en mense van die land geluk gewens met die suksesvolle verkiesing wat pas afgehandel is. Die woordvoerder van die president, Stevens en Magwenya, sê Ramaphosa loof die Umbrella for Democratic Change koalisie vir sy sukses onder Boko se leierskap en verwelkom die uittreende president Mokgweetsi Masisi se voorbereidings vir die oorgang na 58 jaar aan bewind.
The success of the election in our sister nation is an important and affirming demonstration of democratic maturity in our region and on our continent. As South Africa, we look forward to deepening our fraternal relations and cooperation with the Republic of Botswana with outcomes that will benefit both our nation.
En die Amerikaanse presidentiële kandidaat Donald Trump het CBS News genagvaar oor 'n onderhoud met Kamala Harris op die program 60 Minutes. Hy eis $10 miljard by die netwerk en beweer daar's aan die onderhoud gepeter. Dit is ten spyte van CBS se verduideliking oor waarom twee snitte met verskillende antwoorde uitgesaai is. Mooi weer en warm vandag, Pretoria 36, Johannesburg 33, Tsanien 38 en Malahleni 32, Mahikeng 35 grade. Vir die wat vandag reis, Kaapstad 22, Durban 32, Tobega 23, Bloemfontein 36 grade. Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. Action SA will formally write to the National Director of Public Prosecutions to review the decision to withdraw corruption charges against former Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture, Zizi Kodwa.
One radio legend. Oh, yeah. Every Saturday from 7 to 10. Weekend Breakfast with Alex J. Jacaranda FM.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll find.